Do you suffer from this kind of a disease in your family? Why do you think the doctor does that? He wants to know your family history. Na sisi tunakaa tu wa Kristo, ni ugali tu tunakula, hatutaki kujua wa family history na vile inakaa, and what we need to cut so that we don't pass it to our children. Actually, there are four types of yokes. And one of the yokes that can come to you, God can place a yoke on one's life. Like the case of Cain. Why was he given a curse by God? You all know. What did he do? What did Cain do? He killed his. And when he was asked by God, akaogereza Mungu vibaya, akamuuliza, a man. No, you are so naughty. Hata Mungu anaangalia anaona. This guy is very naughty. Anauliza Mungu, am I? Mungu anasema, I have to curse you. And you are cursed. The other one can be a parental yoke. It can also come from the family. Like Esau was cursed by his father. If you read Genesis chapter 27, 38 and 40. And the other one of Cain, you can read Genesis chapter 4, 11 and 12. Imagine you are born in the generation of Cain. And you are already cursed by God, not another person, God himself. I remember one time about, I think I was in the university, I must have been in the university, a young man who was talking so bad. Tulikuwa kwa stage, zile gari zilikuwa zinaenda upande wa Kisi. He was going to do some work there. Anaogeresha mzee vipande, mpaka I call him. You know, he used to have a lot of money. He used to tell me, Simon, you know, that time I was not a pastor. He used to tell me, Simon, pesa ni mfuja mlima. And can I tell you today, hiyo kijana siku ya leo ni kujikojolea na jikojolea. The wife ran away. When I remember when I came back from abroad, from UK, I'm the one who gave him the phone. Hata akakaa nayo siku mbili. I don't talk to him. I told him, oh, my brother, what you are talking is, kunajua kuna watu wanaitisha kazi. Ni kama wewe unaitisha ikuja kwako. He told me, I don't care. And he was talking to an old man. I told him, what you are doing, my friend, you are inviting a curse. Today, you can't correct him. Anyway, and he, by the way, this is a true story. He used to have a lot of money. He was my friend. I used to talk to him. But after 10 years when I met him, alikuwa na masomo. But I'm telling you the way he used to speak. And of course, it can also be hereditary in one's foundation. Programmed in one's life by evil powers. Imetoka from your grandfather, imekuja tu inawafuata, inawafuata, inawafuata. Munaanzia vizuri, unaona familia mtu ameanzia. Unaona familia yenu mnaanzia vizuri. Lakini ukifika your prime age, you are no longer there. I think for the last 2 years, whenever I do a counseling, I always like to stay with those people whom I'm doing counseling. And I do some sort of genogram. Can you please draw your genogram from your third generation? Kura kwa your great-grandfather. Tunakuja tu kichora, tunaangalia the common things, the things that keep on recurring. And you know, it can also be self-infected. Like the one of Saul, who disobeyed God, who decided to do a sacrifice and went against the instructions of God. These yokes hinders one's progress in life, and they must be broken. That one is in 1 Samuel chapter 15 from verse 22 to 23. You see, Ephesians chapter 6 from verse 10 that was read to us talks about the armor of God, because you have the armor of God. And Paul writes to the Ephesians and tells them, finally, be strong in the Lord in his power. Put on the full armor of God so that you can take your stand against the devil's schemes. Because the devil keeps on scheming. He's a schemer. For our struggle is not against flesh and blood. That's why sometimes I pity some people who, whenever they have some curses, some yokes, and they think that they can remove this. Nakutoa mabuzi, na nini mambo kama hayo. When Jesus Christ has already provided that. Luke chapter 4, verse 18. Jesus talks about it. And actually there are four things that are able to break that curse. One, it is through the blood of the lamb. He talks about it so well. It can be broken using the blood of Jesus. What can wash away my sin? Nothing but the blood of Jesus. What can make me whole again? What can make you whole again? Nothing but the blood of Jesus. Oh, precious is the fruit that makes me white as snow. Oh, the fount I know, nothing but the blood of Jesus. It is able to cleanse you, and it is also able to make you whole. Bwana asifiwe. You need to be made whole. Si kuokoka tu, unaweza kuwa bado umeokoka, but you are not whole. Is there anything, when you look at your family background, when you look at the third generation, you don't look at only yourself. Na unajua, you look on both sides. Bahari mama yako alitoka, bahari baba yako alitoka, you look at how are the brothers and sisters? Matthew 11, verse 29 says, take my yoke upon you and learn from me, for I am gentle and humble in heart. You give Jesus Christ your yoke, and you take the yoke of Jesus Christ. I don't have the time to go all through those yokes. Remember, Ephesians. A yoke in the spiritual sense can prevent us from achieving our destiny. Even your destiny can be prevented. Unaona uko na kila kitu, and you keep on stagnating. You know there is also a spirit of stagnation. Can you say, I refuse the spirit of stagnation? Yes, you refuse the spirit of? Yes, you keep, unaona uko na kila kitu, lakini hakuna pahali unaenda. Unaona watoto wako wamesoma wanaenda vizuri lakini unashindwa. Mbona kila wakati nikuzunguka tunazunguka? Mliona lakini kila wakati nikuzunguka. Umesema nimekataa kuzunguka katika jina la Yesu. And there are so many characters in the Bible. Even sin can make you have such kind of a yoke. Look at somebody like Samson, who was destined to deliver the Israelites. But you know what happened in his life. Samson was destined to free his people, but fell into Satan's trap because of his ungodly desire. If there is some sort of ungodly desire in your life, unasema Mungu, hii ndio inanifanya niwe nazunguka hapa. Mpaka mwishowe akajikuta kwa miguu ya nani? Ya Delila. Amepatiwa nguvu, akona kila kitu, lakini kila wakati anajikuta miguu ya Delila. Hata wazee wale ambao wamezoea kuaguka miguu ya Delila, unasema hii nimekataa. Kila wakati kuaguka nimekataa katika jina. Yes, unajua by the way hata kuna wengine wakataka kutoka, lakini bado akizunguka anajikuta huko. You are not alone. Samson had also the same spirit. Lakini unaona mwisho alikufa namna gani? Very desperate, dead. Very kwanza mtu ambaye anaongea na Mungu, alafu anakufa tu hana macho. Remember I told you that you have ears and you don't hear. You have ears and you don't hear. You have eyes and you don't. You need to tell God, "Oh God, open my eyes so that I can see. Open my ears so that I can hear your voice, so that I don't have to die like Samson." I said, I don't have the time. Probably, if I had all the time, we can talk about it. But remember, even Psalm 91 talked so much about dwelling in God. He says, "He who dwells in the shelter of the Most High, you rest in the shadow of the Almighty." You know, ni kama uko kwa compound yake. Lakini wakati mwingine, sisi ni kama huwa tunatoka kwa compound ya Mungu. Unajua wakati when you die in sin, ni kama umetoka compound yake. You don't dwell in the shadow of the Almighty. Yeye ako na nguvu. That's why we sing, kuna nguvu, 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 nguvu. Ya ajabu. I will say of the Lord, He's my refuge and my fortress. My God in whom I trust. Hata wakisema kuna nguvu inaendewa Githurai, inaendewa Thika, inaenda wapi? Unajua kuna wengine najua wanaendaga kuchukua zingine Thika. Unajua kuna zingine kuna nguvu zingine zinatokaka huko upande wa Kitui. Sitaki kusema lakini mimi kuna mwingine niliona huko nikaona lakini si niliona kama ni wetu lakini nikaona si yeye. Lakini anakaa kama yeye. Tunashikana wa Kristo. Yes. You say, I will say of the Lord, He is my refuge and my fortress. My whom? I trust. You can trust Him for your family. You can trust Him for your generation. Actually, He says, surely He will save you from the forest snare and from the deadly pestilence. Anything deadly that has been spoken in your family, He is able to save us in the name of Jesus Christ. If you come under His wings, you are going to find refuge in the name of Jesus. Actually, I like first verse. It says, "You do not fear the terror of the night." Hata ukienda pahali usikia kuna watu wanazunguku, kuna wanazunguka, unasema acha wazunguke, mimi ni narara. I know how I dwell. Nor the arrow that flies by day. Because there are so many arrows from the enemy. I don't have time. Probably this is a topic that needs to be taught for 2 or 3 days. But probably we need to make a prayer for our families. When you go sit down today, I probably want to give you some homework. Go and draw a genogram, the family history, from your grandfather, who was he married to, the brother, the sisters, unakuja kwa handkos, unateremko mpaka unakuja kwako. And then, you even draw your children. Tunashikana. And look at the kind of jobs they were doing. Kwa sababu kuna watu wengine familia unaona, ile kazi yote munaitiwa, sitaki kusema. Unashindwa, kwani sisi diyo tuko tuna roho ya kufanya kazi? Ya mnai. Sote tukianzia biashara ndio imeisha. There are 4 prayers I would want you to make today before you supervise, before we come to the head of it. Moses, I hope you can put the prayer on breaking the spiritual yokes. There are 5 prayers, 4 prayers that are there. Probably I would want us to make as a church. The first one is, by the blood of Jesus Christ and through the Holy Spirit, you declare that I reverse any mandate given to any evil power to supervise my life or your family in the name of Jesus. You reverse. Can you tell your neighbor, I reverse? You reverse any mandate. You reverse any mandate. Here to Meshika. The first one is, you reverse any mandate given to any evil power to supervise your children, to supervise your family, in your genealogy. You reverse any power. The first one is reversing. Is reversing any power? Iyo mureithi situ meshika. Reversing any power, any evil power. And the second one, kwa sababu hapo ndio tunashindwa, kuna roho ingine shetani anatupa ya kuquench, you quench every power of prayerlessness. Unaona mnajaribu kuomba, you know, especially when you are down, huna nguvu ya kuomba. Ni kama umemwagiwa maji. Lakini hiyo unaikataa katika jina. As you see, you are made, and you know, if you are made prayerlessness, you also made, if you are prayerlessness as a Christian, you are also what? You are also defeated in the prayerlessness. And you usually, and you know that one is usually fired. It can even be fired by the church. Na diyo munaona, kuna kanisa, unaona kanisa ikianza kupigana, unaona hiyo kanisa, the spirit of prayerlessness has been quenched. The spirit of prayer has been quenched. So that you cannot pray for yourself. Na unaona familia, inaenda kuisha yote kwa sababu, hakuna mtu amefunguliwa macho. Because your prayers has been quenched. You quench every arrow of prayerlessness. The first one is reversing the mandate of any evil. Pass. Reverse everything. Can you say I reverse in the name of Jesus? Even in our children, in the name of? Kazi yako, kila pahali, kila mtu wakisama ati unaenda, unasema I'm going nowhere. I reverse that in the name of Jesus. And you also reverse any arrow of prayerlessness. Hii natumwa, especially for the prayer warriors. Naona watu wengi wamerara kiroho wakati. Unajua COVID ilikuja, watu wakaambiwa wakae nyumbani, wakaambiwa hata kulala wakafanya nini? Amerara. The arrow of prayerlessness. And the third one, which I think is very important, is cleanse my root from the spiritual field. You look at your root. Unaanzia kutoka bari. Tunashikana wa Kristo. You cleanse your root. Hakuna kitu itakupata. Hereditary diseases. Hereditary things that have been talked about, which has been talked about. I think they are there. But Moses has put them. And the fourth one is, you ask the Holy Spirit to fall upon you so that you can break every negative yoke. Any yoke. Unajua, a yoke. Umeshaona, those who know what you are talking about. Unaona vile ngombe inafungiwa hapa. Inakuwa controlled. Kila pahali, it is the yoke. Unasukumwa pahali tu, shetani anataka uende. We refuse all that. I don't have the time. Probably, when I will be coming back to the pulpit, I will come back with the others, which we need to work on. But I think we can work with the four for today. The first one Moses is reverse. Hiyo unasema nimereverse katika. Unasi unafanya simama hivi ufanye nimereverse. Hiyo unaonyesha satani kwa nguvu na hebu tusimame. We tell the devil that you are reversing in the name of. Can you do that? Can you say the church? Can you say that you are reversing in the name of Jesus? Reversing. And every arrow of prayerlessness. Ile imeletwa kwako. Ili usiweze kuombea watoto wako. And I do wakati mwingine unakutana watu wanakuambia mato mambo hata kwa kanisa unasikia hiyo vile amenduga hata siwezi kwenda kwa kanisa. Unajua those things you get even from your fellow. Na ndio unaona shetani hatumii watu wengine, anatumia wale ambao mko nao kwa kanisa. So that you can have that arrow of prayerlessness. Hiyo unatupua ndio kama uguye gagaikio gao ka kuligeta. Unaona mtu ambaye alikuwa very strong ila hata ile mambo anaongea ya kanisa na watu wengine unaona huyu amegugwa na mkuu. Hiyo mkuki tuna reverse katika jina la Yesu. And the third one is crossing my root for spiritual field. Unajua kuna maroho imemwagwa inakuja imemwagwa in your root. Unasema imesafishwa. Uambie Mungu, nataka ukuje usafishe katika jina la Yesu. And the last one is breaking every negative yoke. Kitu ambayo umefungiwa. Hebu fanya hivi. Unajua inafungagwa hapa. Inafungagwa kitu ambayo imefungwa. Unajua kuna kitu imekuwa inakukontrol kila wakati. Si wewe. Hata mtoto wako unasindwa ni kitu didai demurite na sini mnafanyaga hivyo. Unajua huyu mtoto nimemwambia hata sijui nini. I don't know what is wrong with them. You say we want to break every negative yoke. We want to sing fire, 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 fire for on me, like the day of Pentecost, so that we can break all those powers in the name of Jesus. Somebody lead us. Fire, fire for on me. Fire, fire, fire for on me. Fire, 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 fire for me, like the day of Pentecost. Fire for me, like the day of Pentecost. Fire for me, fire, fire, fire. Raise our hands as we break any yokes that keep on recurring in our families, that keep on recurring in our bloodline, that keep on recurring in our genealogy. Oh, we refuse it in the name of Jesus. We refuse any mandate given by the evil one in the name of Jesus. That has been proclaimed in our life. We refuse. We refuse. We refuse in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. It is not to affect us. It is not. Jesus Christ. Any curses that we have inflicted upon ourselves because of this, because of this, we also want to reverse it. Kuna yale ambao Mungu tumefanya dhambi, and there are some curses that are keep on coming in our lives. The ones which are self-inflicted, we refuse in the name of Jesus Christ. Even for our children, probably there are some sins that they did and keep on recurring in their eyes. We want to confess them. We may not even know them, Jehovah God, but visit our children. Visit, maybe there are sins that were done by our parents and our grandparents, oh God, that were self-infecting. We refuse them and we refuse them in the name of Jesus Christ. Any act to affect our prayer so that we can be prayed, we refuse in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus Christ. Holy Ghost, cleanse our roots. Cleanse our roots. Look at our roots, the way we came into this world, oh God. Cleanse it. Cleanse it. Oh, the blood of Jesus that is able to cleanse. Cleanse our roots. Cleanse our blood in the name of Jesus. Cleanse our genealogy in the name of Jesus Christ. Fall upon us so that you can break every negative yoke. Anyone been pronounced on us.
Yes.
We break it in the name of Jesus. In the spirit of disappointment, it is going to die in the name of Jesus Christ. And the evil power that was ordained in our lives, it is going to die in the name of Jesus Christ. Visit us, we pray. Yes. And we cast our burdens unto you. Yes. Take our yoke, oh God. Yes. Any yoke.
Yes.
Tohoya kuharo. Tunaomba kufunguriwa.
Yes.
Katika jina la Yesu.
Yes.
Visit us, we pray.
Yes.
Today is the day to start for our families.
Yes.
For our children. For our brothers and sisters.
Yes.
So that we can be cleansed from any evil root.
Yes.
In the name of Jesus.
Jesus' name.
Visit us, oh God. Oh, the blood of Jesus.
Oh, the blood of Jesus. Oh, the blood of Jesus. It washes white.
Whatever is remaining,
yes,
it is cleansed.
It is cleansed.
It is uprooted.
It is uprooted.
And we are going to dwell,
yes,
in the shelter
of
the Most High God. Protected.
Mm.
Because no snares,
yes,
no arrows,
yes,
are going to affect us.
Jesus.
Because it is done. And it is in the name of the Father,
yes,
the Son, and the Holy Spirit.
Yes.
Let us say,
amen.
Thank you. You want to pray for the offering? You can't prepare offering so that you can pray. Our pay bill is there. As you do that, we can pray together. Let's pray together. God, we believe that you have been made whole. And even as you stand in your presence, we want to declare that you are free. Our debts have been paid by the Lord Jesus Christ. And even as we give today, we pray as people who know you and who know your word.
Yes, Lord.
Any seed you are going to give today,
yes,
for your work, we pray that it is going to germinate and produce a hundredfold in the name of Jesus.
Yes, Lord.
That anyone who gives shall be blessed.
Yes, Lord.
Because that's what the scripture says. Because the Bible says that it is more blessed to give than to receive.
Yes,
what you are giving through M-Pesa, through the direct transfer and through other givings, oh God, we declare it is blessed. Anybody who is passing through hard times here, God,
yes,
we declare for your visitation in the name of Jesus. Hakuna mtu ambaye anasimama katika madhabahu yako Mungu siku ya leo. Na hata wale ambao wanatusikiza na wakipeana kwa kazi yako. Mungu tunaomba kufunguliwa katika jina la Yesu. We declare that we are blessed, what you are giving is blessed.
Yes.
And nothing is going to touch us. Hear us, we pray. In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. God bless you.
Uninyunyisia maji wakati wa ukame uwashi wakati wa ukame.
May the Lord bless us. That brings us to the end of this service. We'll continue with the Holy Communion. May the Lord continue to be with us. God bless you.